Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, it's Dave here, and no Darren. I don't know if you've heard, but there's big wildfires raging in the Northwest Territories, and that just happens to be where Darren lives. He lives up in Yellowknife, Canada. Here, I'd drop some images, hopefully. If they saved and my computer updated, we should see them shortly. Problem is, Darren works for the government of Canada, and he's been on call all weekend, and he got called an hour ago. Hey, Justin, how are you doing? Jonathan, welcome from Brazil. Davey Chains, good to see you, my man. Yellowknife, if you look at this picture, is around dead center, just left of Dita, about two-thirds of the way up. And you can see the little forest fire dealy whoppers all around to the west. The big deal was Highway 1 and crossing that's down near Enterprise. And those fires are moving east. It's not a good deal, unfortunately. But Darren, because of his work, has to work and can't make it today. Unfortunately. Hey, Drew. Just letting everybody know what's happening up in Canada, that Darren can't make it. And if you want a bigger look, this is basically what it looks like. We've all seen forest fires. That's it. But he's dealing with forest fires. So he is not here today. We are going to take what was planned and bump it a week. Unless, of course, something with Dalvin Cook happens between now and then. Drew, I have my Wild Turkey Rye, 101 Rye, with me today. Hey, Anthony. Anthony, I was just explaining that Darren can't make it today, so we're going to change the format of the show a little bit. Darren's dealing with the fires up in the Northwest Territory. Yes, David, it sure does look like a volcano erupting. And if you've ever been around with some wild forest fires, I have in New Mexico and Colorado, they can get pretty scary. Darren's okay. He's one of the government officials that works with communications and making sure everything's still going as normal. Steve talked about all that smoke highly visible in Colorado. You're not the only one, Steve. There's others, you know, as many people know, I used to live up in Denver a couple years ago, and yes, it looks bad. Skull Purple Rain, Scorn or Cepheus. As those that are joining us this late, Darren cannot make it today. He was on call because of the forest fires in the Northwest Territories. He lives up in Yellowknife, Canada, and they're getting bad. He's part of his job is communications for the government, and he is been called on duty to help with that. Makes sense. So I've got a little bit of time to kill. Today we were going to talk about Dalvin Cook and the Dalvin Cook situation and the whole ESPN that he could stay, he could be traded, or he could be released. And my response to that is, thanks, Captain Obvious. No shit. Pardon my French. We probably won't find out anything until June 1st anyways. So We'll cover that on the next program, unless, of course, it breaks during the week, and then Darren and I or Tyler and I will hop on. Our second part, he was going to talk about players with bullseyes on his back. One we just traded for, and that's Marcus Davenport. The other one is Ed Ingram. Can Ed Ingram take this step this second year? And thirdly, he had a deep dive into Jaren Hall. There were some good things, and there's some historic numbers that don't look so good. And like I said, we'll yes, Anthony, be cussing. You got that right. Hey, Yogi, good for you to join us. So, you got just me, and I'm willing to answer a few questions if you guys are up to it. But I have one for you. I started doing a Vikings Daily Opener. I missed it the last 2 days, where I just read you the news of the last 24, 48 hours. And it's podcast only. Are you listening to it, and are you enjoying it? I'm curious. I would like feedback. Is it good? I know Miss Mary's told me she likes it in the morning because she thinks I'm there telling her Vikings news across the table as she's eating her jam and toast. How is it for you guys, though? Sure, he can take another step as long as it's not on Kirk's dog. That's funny, Davey. That's funny. Yes, Ed Ingram, I think he will, personally, but we'll get into that next week. So, it's just you and me. Is there anything you'd like to ask? I know you guys like this time to communicate with each other, and I see you guys doing it. Doing fine. It's hot in Florida. Yeah, I bet it is, Anthony. I bet it is. We've been actually cool this spring. Steve, the podcast, go to any aggregator, iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, all those. And look up Vikings First and Skull, just like it's typed in the logo, down right there, right? Vikings First and Skull, and you will find it. Okay, good, Justin. I was wondering, because I was wondering whether was it worth doing. And I sort of think it is. Helps keep me up to date. The news is slowing. That's one of the reasons I skipped the last couple of days, because there's only, you know, two or three real good stories that come out, and that's about it. But, and we know this happens this time of year. We get into this, Tyler calls it the abyss, right? Between events. Well, we've got an event coming up. We have OTAs this week. So we should have some news at least. It'll be good to see that I have the whole team together and in purple. So that's, you know, that's what we're doing. I think it's cool. Still working on graphics for Fans First Sports Network. I've got about a week's worth, but I've slowed way down because of the draft. The draft was a big deal for us. And of course, we're a football site and we cover it and we cover and love our Vikings. So that's what we do. Justin is in the comments, and I wanted to thank Justin for coming on Tyler's show this last week. We had a blast. I enjoyed that to no end. I've got to get him back on any time now. It would be good to have him talk to him. David Chains asks, what do we do with all these 1 and 2 year deals? David, that's a good question. I think it is part of the whole grand plan of how Kwesi's doing this competitive rebuild thing. All right? You have a goal in mind, get cap healthy. Right, the Vikings have not been cap healthy since when was it? 2018, to be exact. And they've been pushing money down the road because of it. To keep the team together, they'll give a big contract, and then they'll extend a lot of it out, and then they'll do your the years without, where the player isn't playing with you, but the years out stuff, to push the money to keep the cap level low. They're trying to get back under healthy so they don't have to worry about those years and all that dead cap. I think with doing that, with the second part of that, is to find players with potential upside or upside that You know, they've shown, coming off that first contract, that have the talent. Marcus Davenport fits into this category, right? He could show skills where he's a heck of an edge rusher and gets lots and lots of pressures. But did he stay healthy the whole time? No, he did not. You're taking a gamble. So you give him a short contract, 1 or 2 year contracts, and if he proves it, you found yourself something. If he doesn't prove it, you let him go and you move on to the next one. And you have not wagered the future on a huge guess like that. You can wager the future on somebody like Justin Jefferson or even TJ Hawkinson or Tristan Darrisaw. We know those are coming up, but you don't have to do it on these guys that you're coming in to fill in and gambling. Well, maybe you bring in 5 guys that fall into this category and 1 or 2 of them work out, then you've probably done pretty well. But in the meantime, you haven't given 5 guys a boatload of money in a ton of years, and you're weighed down like an anchor by them. So I think this is what all that's about. Yogi asks, any good free agents to pick up? I don't know if there's any good ones left. Yes, there's some out there. We've talked about a possible cornerback. I wouldn't mind one with experience to be in there, but I'm not sure if they're even going to do it. So it's going to be interesting. Fans are so tired of Kirk and that Jaren Hall is being hyped. Jonathan, sort of agree with you. I think Darren was going to blow some fans' bubbles with what he wrote. I've seen it. I've got what's good about having Darren as a co-host on this is he's very meticulous, and he writes these long show notes. And it comes back from the time when he and I would do deep dives together, combination. And he would, I mean, we're talking pages and graphics and all sorts of stuff. We work well together that way. But he does these long notes, and he's looked up some interesting numbers when it comes to fifth-round quarterbacks. And if Jaren Hall succeeds, he will be one of the very, very, very few. But it's a challenge for Kevin O'Connell. It's going to be interesting to see. By far interesting to see. What's the final blue moon count? I'm assuming that's not astrological blue moon. That is the bottled blue moon. Right, Justin? Speaking of which, enjoying my whiskey. Anthony suggests grabbing Leonard Floyd, possibly. 3 during and 3 after. Good for you, Yogi. Well, Anthony thinks Leonard Floyd would be a decent linebacker to help pace. The linebacker room, for the most part, is young, just like the cornerback room. I think, you know, a veteran help back there might be a good thing. Davey's saying we should make a grab for Sue. I don't know. He's up there. I mean, how good would he be even in a situational pass rush deal? Yes, the name would be big. He would attract some people to seats. But right now, the Vikings don't have problems selling tickets, as far as I'm aware of. Justin, yes, that's what Yogi did in the first live last night. Good for you, Yogi. There's been a few times that I've been a little bit lit on a few shows, especially on post-game shows. You can ask, that's where the term sackles comes from. We were playing San Francisco, and it was Good Morning Gallahorn. We were doing a post-game live, and I think I had about 6 IPAs in 2 hours, and I was feeling no pain except for yelling at the TV because Mr. Anthony Barr kept getting beat. Or was that the Rams game? Oh, it was the San Francisco game that the sackles came up. And it stuck. Because what is a sack but a tackle behind the line of scrimmage? And it was alcohol-induced. But not bad. It's not bad, not bad. I'm going to have to go back. Yogi, was that you were live on Justin's page? Question mark. Has ever anybody used a dictation tool? I've used it quite a bit, and that's where the verbal period question mark comes from. Hey, let's do this. Let me switch. Justin is chiming in. Get to the right deal. Let's do. Come on, David, you can read and do this at the same time. Here we go. Let's send a link. Bada boom. Links away. My worthless opinion, thank you for joining us today. And for those joining late and don't see Darren, there is a reason for it. Like I said before, belongs to Canadian government, and he is dealing with forest fires. He works in the communication department, and he got called in an hour ago, and that's not why we're having a two old bloggers. But that doesn't stop the show. We'll switch screens real quick and bring in a friend of the show. As soon as I move something out of the way. And there's the man, Mr. Justin Day. How you
What's
doing, Justin?
What's going on? How are you, Dave?
I am good, except for last minute cancel, plans.
Hey, the show must go on, like you said, man. So,
I love talking to everybody. And that's what's so great about this community. We all love to talk and see each other on different shows and different channels, whether it be One Bars, whether it be yours, whether it be Raps, whether it be, you can listen, Ted and Drew's, who's ever.
Uncensored, yeah. Yogi was on Raps channel last night making his live debut, and he's going to be getting a channel going at some point. He's doing Saturday nights with Rap. He's giving away one ticket to the Vikings preseason game via drawing. So first one was given away last night, but there's still six more to go. But we'll put that out there later. But, I'm sitting here chilling with you anyway. And, hey, call to the bullpen. Darren's okay, you said, right? He's not.
Yeah, he's okay. He's just got to help coordinate the communications with the responders and stuff. I mean, you're talking thousands of acres space that they're coordinating, and that's his job. So he's knee deep in that, and so he couldn't make it today. So it is what it is. I had my brother-in-law used to work in forest fire fighting business as well, right. And I know how involved that gets, and it's give your heart out to those guys that work their tails off. I mean, absolute tails off. So we had to punt, and we did successfully. And I've got you on here, which is awesome.
There you go. There you go. Well, what do you want to talk about? I mean, I'll answer a couple of the questions that were put in the chat earlier. As far as free agents to sign and a couple moves to make, my next video on my channel will drop tomorrow morning, maybe tonight if I get all the editing done. And the title of it is Three Moves. And it's just got Quasi on the thumbnail. Three moves. Three more moves to make this free agency period, this offseason, complete, so to speak. So not going to give away all of the material here, but Leonard Floyd made my honorable mention. I'll say that. Okay. I will say that Danielle Hunter is part of the conversation, and then there's a couple other non-Viking members that I would like to see the Vikings pursue to kind of shore up. We shored up the wide receiving core. We've got the stability at quarterback for better or for worse. We have the Dalvin Cook situation. Hopefully that daytime drama will finally work itself out in the next couple of weeks.
Which is interesting. You talk about that. And I posted the promo to the show on Twitter. Yeah. I got a response from a lawyer. In Colorado, if I remember correctly. And I wonder if it was associated with him, because it was a very stern. He is still a member of Vikings as long as they honor his contract.
Okay. And that's factually correct.
100% factually correct. But the tone that came across was, damn, do you represent Dalvin? And I should have asked.
Right.
And, but He is, you know, we know it is what it is. He even had a quote. Let me dig it up real quick because I did not include it in the show, however I wanted to. He posted on his Instagram, but then I couldn't find it afterwards. Must have been deleted. That says, your value doesn't decrease based on someone's inability to see your worth.
Existentially, there's some truth to that. Mm-hmm. His value might not be decreased as far as production. Okay. Mm-hmm. But his value, insofar as how much his production as an opportunity cost in a salary cap league, that's open to interpretation. And unfortunately, there's 2.5 sides to this coin. And technically, a coin has 3 sides. It's got heads, tails, and it's got the thin side. But I digress. Number one.
The rim.
The rim. It's a salary cap league and it's a business. That's side number one. Side number two is every player is entitled to make as much money as they can. And I don't begrudge a single player for getting as many pennies, dollars, and bags as they can. Howsomever, here's the deal. I said this in my last Dalvin Cook video. And I titled it Dave Time Saga. So if you didn't see it, it's the first one on my page.
Oh,
and
I did.
I might have made reference to a few of the daytime soap operas because that was really part. It's like, all right, I got to come with some clue here. But Dalvin Cook, if you trade him, you get $11 million in savings after June 1st. If you cut him, it's $9 million. Is there production increase from Dalvin Cook over Alexander Mattison at all? And the running back by committee approach? Of course there is. So nobody is saying that he cannot be productive. What the question on the table really is the increase in production from the running back by committee led by Alexander Mattison to what Dalvin Cook would bring you worth $9 million or $11 million against your salary cap? That's the question.
But I disagree with the premise. I'm not sure that Dalvin Cook's production, which is at this level and has been going down, mm-hmm. right? And we heard the stat this week that when you had the expectant, expected
yards over expected is the word.
Right.
Yeah.
He was in the negative this year, where he'd always been in the positive, started out in the high positive, started going down, down, down. And last year he was in the negative. I'm not so sure his production at whatever level we get this season or compared to last season is that much more, if more at all, than the running back by committee. Taking mm-hmm. Madison, and Madison's, I think, is a decent back. Is he Dalvin Cook? He's never had the home run threat. No, he's not. But every time he's had to go solo in a game, he's gotten over 100 yards. So, and you take that, and you have the new rookie, McBride, this year, and then last mm-hmm. year. I think those guys, and I'm not throwing Kinney in there. I don't think Kinney, he's, like we discussed last week, possibly going to get cut, or he's just returning kicks. Mm-hmm. So I think that running back by committee could probably get better or more efficient yardage than just Dalvin.
Agreed. Right. We're saying the same thing. Regardless of what that number is, whether it's a small amount or a bigger amount,
is it not worth $9
million. Exactly. No. So to your lawyer friend who reached out to you, he's right in that Dalvin is still worth something, but when you throw in all of the dominoes that is an NFL salary capped league, with how much payroll you have, with how many void years and dead money that this team has accumulated over the last 5 years, yeah, you got to make cuts somewhere. Eric Kendricks still provided some value, but he didn't mm-hmm. provide $9.5 million worth of value, or at least that's what their determination is. They may very well be wrong. They very well may be wrong about Dalvin Cook, but if you, and I know it's been brought up in the chat, I saw it a little bit, but yes, let's talk about the Miami game where he put that game on ice. Let's talk about the Buffalo game where he ignited the offensive comeback. Let's talk about the fact that he scored the touchdown and the Hawkinson 2-point conversion that tied that game. Mm-hmm. It was brilliant play. It was right in front of me as he was coming down the sideline. And it was an incredible scene. But, all right, so let's say you don't win those three games last year. Now you're 10-7 and winning the division. You're still the three seed, and you're still losing to the Giants. So while it was worth three victories in those moments, did it really move the needle all that much? And the answer is no. And that's not a slight at Dalvin. That's right. Just the reality of running backs being devalued in this pass-happy NFL season. So, or this pass-happy NFL league.
Devalue, right? It's like something you can get in a store. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Apple Mac guy, right? And when the Mac Pro came out, the new one, the cheese grater, came out, I think it was 2018, 19, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. We'll call it the cheese grater because its outer casing looks like a cheese grater. And it went from the original Mac Pro, which is a big box and interchangeable parts, to what we call the trash can version, which is a round, tall, back to the Mac Pro, we call the cheese grater version. Mm-hmm. That machine decked out runs $50,000. We're talking a computer. It's designed for something very, very specific. It's designed to do high-speed calculations and a lot of them at a time. It's used in modeling physics and nuclear reactions, and it's also used in the film industry because they need that. And they would buy it and then build racks of these things. And at the time, it was billed as being, when they went back to the cheese grater, that you can swap components, and you could to a certain extent. It's a $50,000 computer, right? Fully decked out. Your average everyday user can't pay $50,000 for a computer.
Nor could it ever.
Sorry. You know, much less multiples of them. But the movie studios could. And the big science labs could. Well, with the development of computing and at Apple itself, Apple, you know, wanted to get away from Intel, so they developed their own silicone. Then comes out the M1 chip and the M2 chip, and it's just quantum leaps above. And it makes, you can buy a Mac Studio, which is just a little box computer, that does as well or better than that Mac Pro. And the Mac Studio only runs you $3,000.
Right.
Right? And you can use multiples of those, and some studios have done that. Well, that's a lot more affordable, so the industry has gone that way. A premier running back making $14 or $15 million a year, or back when Adrian Peterson got his big contract, right? Right now in the market seems outrageous because you got by committee that's doing the Mac Studio thing. You can get just as much or better from spending less. So why spend as much on the Mac Pro? You don't. Mm-hmm.
And to your point,
that's the case.
To your point, there's not very many everyday users like you and I that, even if we did have $50,000 to spend on one of those computers, would be even close to utilizing it to its right. one-tenth of its capacity. Okay, correct. So, I mean, if there wasn't a salary cap, I wouldn't care. The other thing I'll throw out there is, you know, Blowfish has brought in some excellent points that, well, what about using him in the passing game? We've been talking about using Dalvin Cook in the passing game for how many years, and it just hasn't happened. The simple fact is the Kevin O'Connell offense doesn't really utilize a running back in the way that you are going to maximize his value. So I guess stating that he's not worth it might come across as a direct statement towards him and his abilities and his value. And that's not what we're saying, and that's not what right. the Vikings are saying. What they're saying is that I threw this analogy at one of my compatriots once. If I could give you, like, you know on Madden you can build a player? Let's say you mm-hmm. could build a kick that was guaranteed to make every extra point and was guaranteed to make any field goal 52 yards or in. 100 for 100. Gary Anderson on steroids, okay? But it was going to cost you $20 million a year. Is the whatever increase from Greg Joseph to this kicker, obviously there's an increase in value because you know the guy's not going to miss. But Greg Joseph makes what, $3, $4 million a year? There's no kicker on the planet that is ever worth $20 million, even if he's always going to make it. Because the difference between Greg Joseph and this perfect kicker is not worth the $16, $17 million against the salary cap. It's a ridiculous analogy, but it's the point is the same.
But there is a point where it would be worth it.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yes.
Now, say you paid him $8 million.
Oh, absolutely.
Would that be worth it? Yes, considering your kicker scores half the points in the season, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Would that be worth it? There is a level where that makes sense.
Right.
It doesn't at the $20 million range mm-hmm. versus the $3 million, but it does like it there at the $8 million. You could use the same thing with Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook's due to make over $14 million, $14.5 million right here versus the $3 million-ish or so we're paying the committee. There is a level where if he came down to, say, here, that would make sense.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure the Vikings have offered that level. We had a discussion ahead of time with Harrison Smith because mm-hmm. they wanted him to take a pay cut. Well, he could go off and play someplace else. Would he make as much? Probably not. And the whole idea of, well, if you're going to make $5 million at Team X, we'll pay you $6 million. That's still less than the $14 million you're going to make, but you'd make more than you if you would. We want you to stay. Will you take $6 million? You know it's helping the team, blah, blah, blah. You've got that. Dalvin's up here at 14. They probably offered 5, 6, whatever, and he said no.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we sit.
Yeah.
He says, I'm worth 14. Well, okay. Try to get paid.
I think I said this on Monday. I'm willing to move off Dalvin Cook because I am assuming that he is going to hold steadfast into saying, no, he's not going to take a pay cut. So being that that's the information that I have, that's why my take is, all right, get what you can get for him and let's move on. Mm-hmm. If Dalvin in the 11th hour said, yeah, I'll go Harrison Smith on the bit and I'll take less, sure. I mean, to Blowfish's other point of, well, then why did we re-sign Alexander Mattison? I guess the Vikings figured that they were going to come to this point where they were either going to have to trade or cut him, and they didn't want to get left out on the cold without Cook or Alexander Mattison. They came to an agreement with Mattison that was at a fair price, a reasonable price. And so, yeah, I don't want people to think that I'm saying that Cook is overrated or that he's washed or that he's not going to be missed. He is going to be missed. But part of this version of the NFL and with this head coach and this how this league is you drafted Jordan Addison to bolster your wide receiver core. You didn't take opportunities to trade away Kirk Cousins. You have said we are not going to take a year off like Chicago did and blow it up. So we're going to be competitive. Fine. If those are the premises that you're going under, then you have to do everything you can to maximize Kirk Cousins, maximize the passing game. And at that point, having a running back that you don't utilize to its most ability is not worth keeping. It's not, mm-hmm. but it's not a matter of him not being worth it, quote unquote, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So,
Jonathan asked a question. How much percentage of the running game is offensive line nowadays?
And that's a very good point.
And I would like to say that's where that yards, the advanced stat we're talking about, the yards, you know, after contact type stuff comes into play. Even if you're going to say last year's offensive line was bad, and when it comes to running, they graded out great. You've got to go, well, how long has Dalvin Cook been with the team? How good has the offensive line been that whole time he's been with the team? Right? It's had issues the entire time. Because Zimmer, for the life of him, could not, and Rick Spielman could not prioritize and find the right guys to make a competent offensive line. When Zimmer signed on, he thought he had one. And then we had Lodeholt got hurt, and you know, and the saga goes on and on and on.
And then 2016 happened. Yeah. Which,
but was part of it because of the scheme they were running, going to an outside zone, inside zone, mid zone, whatever zone, not doing power. How much of that do you want to attribute to the offensive line versus how much do you want to attribute that to the running back? Now, in the last few years, as Dalvin's numbers dropped a little bit, and we're not talking total, we're talking that big breakaway stuff that we saw early. How much was that line and how much was that Dalvin? Well, you got to look. The only way we can compare is one, mark one eyeball. Two, we look at the grades. How are they doing? And yes, we know PFF is flawed in some respects on how it does things, but it's consistent. And so if you look at it and you look at the run grades, well, if they got good run blocking grades, you would think there'd be good runs. Well, that's not necessarily the case. Sharp Football Stats does a very good one when it comes to run blocking and where they're going across the line, which gaps and cross backs of which offensive linemen. It's not when you see those numbers on the O-line staying roughly the same when it comes to run game or getting better, but the running back production is getting lesser per play. And I'm not talking total because total his numbers have been about the same, but per play, they're getting lesser. Then you got to say, well, it's not the offensive line. It's got to be either the running back or it's got to be the scheme. And then you got to look at those. Is it the scheme? Well, we know the schemes that we've employed over those years have worked, especially in other places, whether it be in Denver or wherever. That's a common, the wide zone scheme, Kubiak scheme works. And we know last year, Kevin O'Connell running his has worked before too. Rams got to a Super Bowl for, you know, under his scheme. So that's when you go, is it scheme? Well, we know the scheme can work. Is it the offensive line executing the scheme? Well, they're getting good grades, but we're not seeing, you know, all and knowing exactly what they're supposed to be. If you eliminate that, then it comes back to the guy handling the ball. That's the running back. And so that's where I'm saying, I think he's starting to slip. He's a running back falls off the cliff by 30-ish, right? 29, 30. That's how old Dalvin is. And we see that start to – I saw the same thing with Kirk Cousins last year, right? Some of his general stats started to just a little bit over the hill. Now, he got better in the mind department, which was fantastic. But – once you hit a certain age in football, your body starts to go. And I think that's where Dalvin is. Is that worth the extra $9 million?
Right.
I don't want to take the risk.
I don't want to take the risk either. The problem with Dalvin, and I say problem in air quotes, is he's very close to Adrian Peterson. 1 yard, 0 yards, minus 1 yard, 15 yards. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's 4 carries for 16 yards for an average of 4, but you had 3 negative or nothing plays and 1 great play. It's a baseball hitter who gets 4 at-bats and hits a home run in 1 and strikes out in the other 3. And there are times and places. If you are in the bottom of the 9th inning and you're down by 2 runs and you got 2 guys on, you want that guy that might strike out or might hit a home run. You don't want a guy who's going to hit a seeing eye single, you know, it's not that Dalvin doesn't provide anything. It's just that, yeah, when you're talking about constantly being in second and nine, okay. KOC's talked about it. I'd love to be in second and five more often. Those home runs are great, but sometimes you just need singles to be. And this goes back to something that I've talked about Kirk Cousins is, and the offense that he's been in, not just here, but also in Washington. As great as the offense can be productive-wise, it still has one fatal flaw, which is it is always near the top end of the league in three and outs and the low end of the league in time of possession. Yes, there are quarters at a time. First quarter, first drive, first two drives, great. Last drive of the third quarter and all the fourth quarter, great. But, oh,
you get
that
in the
middle
second
chunk,
quarter, and it's like three and out.
One first down, and that's it. So what's funny is, talking about the defense and how bad it's been for the last 3 years, really, we can talk about how bad the defense is and how it eroded. That's all well and good and all well and true. But when your offense is going three and out, two out of every three drives, and your defense now has to get back out there, of course they're going to not be very good. They're on the field too much. And that's the one thing about Kirk and the offense in particular that drives me nuts. It's just like you guys can go up and down the field three out of four drives and score touchdowns. And then you can go 60 minutes in real time from the middle of the second quarter where maybe you get one field goal. Mm-hmm. We can talk about that comeback against the Colts all we want. You can't be down 33-0 and blame it all on the defense.
Right.
Your offense didn't do anything.
Yep.
For two and a half quarters. Mm-hmm. Two and a half quarters, your offense did nothing. And by the way, to the point about that game, yeah, seven of those points were on a pick six, and seven of them were on a block punt for a touchdown. So that defense in that 33-0, yeah, they only gave up one touchdown and four field goals. So they actually didn't play all that bad. They weren't great by any stretch of the means. But all I'm saying is that part of – if we want to talk about how we can make the entire offense better and the entire team better, having a running back that's going to consistently get you 3 or 4 yards on first down opens up the playbook on second and third down. Yes, those home runs are awesome. But guess what? The strikeouts hurt you every bit as much as the home runs help you because you're putting your bad defense back on the field. So we'll see. I mean, it's only a couple weeks away till June 1st in the daytime saga that is – Dalvin Cook will finally be decided one way or the other. And if he comes back and takes less money, so much the better. But yep. I don't see it.
And Blowfish, you're right. He's only 27, and you can't see him going to Buffalo. However, we discuss that. Darren and I will next week because that's part of the notes. And plus, along with the Vegas odds, believe it or not, Buffalo's the furthest one out, which I didn't even think Darren knew before we started this. Dave, I agree. Let's try committee. We've done this power back for a long time. Mm-hmm. Bell cow back. Let's see.
For a decade and a half since Peterson. For a decade and a half since 2007.
Well, even before that, it was, we had Smith and, he was the guy. And we've had always somebody who's the guy for the most part. Charlie, you are correct.
Oh.
Welcome to the show. The philosophy is to be good enough to sell tickets and merchandise. That's what the Wilfs want. And it's a good business practice. Hey, they keep making money. Why turn off the machine? Now, what hopefully they want to do is keep it that at the minimum and still go for the win, still go for the Super Bowl. Not do the whole rebuild so we can't make it unwatchable. I hope that happens in Green Bay where they spend half their games in Milwaukee. But right now, no. Believe it or not, I like enjoying that. At least they have a chance. A little spicy on this whiskey. But I forgot my soda. So that's what that is. But I agree. Dave L. wants to just sign Hunter. Me too. That makes three.
Spoiler alert. That you might be onto something or on something about what's going to drop tomorrow morning. That might be one of them, Dave L. It might be one of them.
He's just like the lawyer dude that replied to me about Dalvin. He's technically under contract.
Mm-hmm.
A contract he agreed to. So it shows the forethought. He's since, I believe the one he's under now was a previous agent. And I think he's changed his agent since. But he's got to do better for himself. So we'll see. Skull for life. Welcome, welcome, welcome. As you can see, that is not Darren.
No. Darren did not go over a facelift.
Yep. That's Justin. Darren couldn't make it. He's been on call for the forest fires up in the Northwest Territories. He lives up in Yellowknife. He works for the government. He's in part of their communication stuff. And he was on call. They were worried about the fires going across Highway 1 south of the lake. And I think that's happened, and that's why he's had to go to work and drop off. So when you look at Justin and do that quick double take, it's not Darren. It's Justin. And
no.
Justin was nice enough to say, "Hey, Dave, I'm available. Can I hop up?" I said, "Sure."
Made a call down to the bullpen. Had to make a late scratch. But no, sitting here, was listening to the show anyway. He's like, "Hey, I'm just by myself." I was like, "Yeah, you want it? Oh, sure. Come on over. The water's warm." So it's always good to be on Vikings First and Skull. Twice in 6 days, you know? Been trying to get on for forever, and I get twice in 6 days. But thanks, everybody, for joining us. We much appreciate it. Hit that like button. If you didn't hit the like button on the way in, let's help spread the word and beat that YouTube aggregator. If you haven't already subscribed to Vikings First and Skull, hit that subscribe button, too. But
please.
Oh, and if you have not subscribed on your iTunes or whatever podcast aggregator, subscribe to that as well. There's a few things coming down the chain, which I won't say because this is your house right now, but I'm just going to let you all know there's some things coming down the chain as we get into the abyss and into the new season.
There is, and plus you get stuff there that you can't get on YouTube because we do a couple of the shows not on YouTube. We do just as podcasts. One of them, Skulling with Friends, which is in the background of this. If I shrink these windows without screwing everything up, you can see right behind me. This is the Skulling with Friends background. And what do? We skull with friends. Why go. Friends versus enemies? Because we're all friends in this business. We like Absolutely. To keep it cordial and have a good time. Now, if I get a Packers buddy on here, I'll give him shit. You betcha. But we're going to keep it friendly.
Last Tuesday night, I had a Packer fan in my chat, and I was in a chat with another creator, and the kid's 12 years old, and he's talking all of this football knowledge, but he's respectful. He's not up in there talking about the 4 Super Bowls the Packers won long before he was a twinkle in his mother or father's eyes. His grandfather's, for that matter. But, no, you know what? We never have an issue with other fans, as long as we're respectful, you know, good ribbing nature is fun. You know, that's okay. You know, I went to the opening game last season against the Packers. For the most part, we love giving Packer fans, trash and whatever else, but they're good, fun people having a good time before the game and after the game. I'll say this. I'll take a Packers fan any day of the week over an Eagles fan, ladies and gentlemen, because they're not nice and whatever. But it's always fun having people from different teams on, but mostly Skulling with Friends. Skulling with Friends. What's up, Julian? How you doing?
And that's what we got. And we've got more planned over the summer. I know it's starting to get slow, but we have some things in mind. And Justin knows a couple of them.
I might.
But
in all seriousness, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to wrap it up.
All right. I was going to ask. Anybody else real quick? If not, that's all right. Ndamukong Suh for Dave L. I guess we'll just wrap with that question. You have any interest in Ndamukong Suh at all?
I do not.
I don't either.
I think he's done. Would he sell a couple tickets? Yeah, I'd be interested to see him, but I think he's done.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Blowfish from England. Didn't realize that. What part? I was stationed over there in the Cotswolds back in the mid-80s. Loved it there. Best beer in the world. And it took a decade or two afterwards before the Americans started learning how to brew beer properly. I'm serious. American macro beer was versus the beer I could get over there. It was awesome. And then came over here. I started home brewing just so I could get better beer. It was literally Chester. Know where Chester is. Good deal. But now what they had over there, what I've learned, my favorite beer over there was Wadsworth. And Wadsworth made some great ales. 6X was their base ale, but they made a bunch. And their Christmas one and their Clean the Barrels one was fantastic, and you get absolutely schnockered. But they got bought out by InBev, which you may have heard of because it's Anheuser-Busch InBev now, because InBev bought or partnered with Anheuser-Busch. They're the senior partner. And they since watered it down because everything went. And I hope that's still not the case in England, that there's still very, very good beer over there. Wow. Just, I miss it. Good. And then you go over to Europe, there's different styles of beer. Your lagers in Germany and Hefeweizens and Pilsners. Yes. And that's just, if you're like me, you like beer and indeed, whiskey as well. So it's good.
Charlie, to your point about at what point do the Vikings D and realize they need more pieces, I think they realize it now, but there's not a lot out there. I mean, the problem is at this point you are bargain bin shopping in the clearance rack, mm-hmm. or I suggested, and it's pie in the sky, but I suggested the defensive tackle All-Pro Quinnen Williams from the New York Jets. Now, he's going to cost you an arm and a leg and a pint of blood. He's going to cost you a first-round pick plus. I brought that up last week as well. And Tyler did make a good point. He is better fit for the 4-3 than the 3-4, but he would still be, in my opinion.
He would still be good.
Good, and he would be better than anything we got going on right now. Now, is that worth a first-round pick plus having to extend him because he's in the same boat that TJ Hawkinson did, same draft class where he's in on his fifth-year option? Yes. So you got Jefferson, you got Hawkinson, and you'd have this guy. Is there part of me that at this point it's like, all right, if you're not going to rebuild, then let's go? If we're going to talk about this NFC being weak because a lot of the good quarterbacks are over in the AFC.
In the AFC. Mm-hmm.
You know, if that's your mantra, well, then Kwesi should at least be on the phone to see what he would take. But realistically, we just got done talking about, okay, you want Ndamukong Suh to help out our defensive line? Would he be better? Maybe, but not by much, if at anything at all. There's not a whole lot out there right now.
And only situational. That's all you could use, Suh. You couldn't. Right. He's not an every down player.
Right.
Quinnen Williams, I don't know, would be an every down player.
Absolutely. So to your question, Charlie, I don't know what's out there that they could do to improve it right now. I really don't.
I think we got what we got, and we're going to have to be happy with it, and hopefully it works out. And it's going to be interesting. You know, Vegas thinks this 8.5 wins. We could see that, and I can also see a lot more. So we'll find out.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. It's not even Memorial Day yet. We still got plenty of time. We got plenty of camps to go, plenty of roster cuts, and plenty of how many rookies and UDFAs can make this team.
And only the one cut this year. That's going to be wild.
That's right. That's right.
Blowfish, I was stationed at RAF Fairford. So between Cirencester and Swenson and north of there.
Awesome.
So with that, what have you got going this week, Justin?
Well, like I said, I've got my three moves that the Vikings should make to make this offseason as best as it can be. That's going to drop either tonight or first thing tomorrow morning. I know I'm going to have Under the Lights on Tuesday night, my live show with Dave. Since we have done that show, we have not missed a week. And so our goal is, even in the dog days of summer, Let's keep the train rolling. Even if all we're doing is arguing about Kirk Cousins, we got to keep our streak going there. But I'm not sure who we have lined up for our guests. I don't want to say the possibles and then it not happen. But you know,
we need to work on some artillery graphics. When you two start arguing, I'll just see you later.
We've talked on there to say, all right, you know what, we're gonna have to put that one to bed at least until week one or week two, because you know at some point it gets talked out. But in all seriousness, no, we'll be under the lights on Tuesday night. I've got my thoughts on the three moves, like I said, so that'll drop here in the next 24. Well, tonight or tomorrow morning, after that, you know, kind of breaking news as it happens. If there's any news on the Dalvin Cook front that's actually relevant, that's not repeating itself over and over again because everybody and their mom is, well, Cook wants to stay and the Vikings want to keep him, but all signs are pointing this way. And then now the signs are pointing that way that they might want to do right by him and maybe work some. Just tell me when it's done. Please. Please.
Well, Darren and I will discuss all those obvious moves next week because we had it planned this week. Norsefius, I loved Insterlick the 8 months I was there. It was great. Use worms. Sound bites. Yeah. And Minot. I was over in Grand Forks there, brother. That was my station after Fairford. So, with that, tomorrow night we have the Real Forno Show. Tyler will be doing his thing. He hasn't told me what he wants to talk about yet, but I'm sure there's something. He has been deep diving into his early look at the 2024 class already. He's gone through another quarterback or two. So if you haven't seen it, go over to Vikings Wire and check it out. Thankfully, there are people like Tyler that are looking as of right now a year in advance, and they're starting to build their scouting deals. Yes, we're still waiting on the season to come up, and he'll add stuff on top of that. But he'll have it ready to rock and roll when we get into next year, and we're talking about do we extend Kirk Cousins or do we draft somebody? And all that will be ready, and you got to appreciate Tyler for that and whatever else he's covering, because you know you can find the latest over at Vikings Wire. Darren and I, like I said, will be back next week pending more forest fires. Thanks, guys. I'll be on. I will do another Vikings Daily opener tonight. I'll get back in the habit of it tonight. And we'll go on from there. You can catch it on your podcast aggregator in the morning. And as like Miss Mary used to say, I'll sit there across from your breakfast table while you eat your breakfast and drink your coffee and tell you in a nice dulcet tone, not wild and excited, this has happened in Vikings land in the last 24 hours. And try to do my best NPR impression as we go through all what's happening in our world.
Morgan Freeman better watch. Shout, yo.
Oh, no. Nobody's going to be as good as Morgan Freeman. Sorry.
No. Appreciate you, Worthless. Appreciate everybody for joining. Yeah. Thanks so much, you guys.
And what do we say, buddy?
Skol Vikings.
Skol Vikings.
Like, subscribe, and ring the bell. And rate us on your favorite podcast aggregator. Darren and Dave, thank you for watching this episode of Two Old Bloggers. We look forward to seeing you on every show on the new Vikings First and Skol. You can find our podcast as part of the Fans First Sports Network. Sports takes for the fan, from the fan. Skol, everybody!